Vulnerable Democrats do not want to talk about Donald Trump anymore. By Wendell Hasebo on June 1, 2021. Vulnerable Democrats do not want to talk about Donald Trump anymore. As they seek re-election in 2022 to keep House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in power. The former president is now a private citizen. And it appears our justice system is handling whatever potential misdeeds he may or may not have committed, said Representative Stephanie Murphy, DFL, who will be in a tough re-election bid due to the state of Florida's redistricting measures. Trump is a Republican problem and a Republican cancer that they need to cut out of their party, she added. But that's their problem. Representative Madeline Dean, DPA, said she is focused on substantive issues. Not just retribution for a failed, corrupt president. She continued, I've never been obsessed with going after former President Trump. Even when President Trump was president, people got tired of hearing about him, said Senator Ben Raulhan, DNM, who won his seat in 2018. Trump puts his foot in his mouth more than anybody else. Let him do the talking. People are going to see him for what he is, Lahan said. Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee spokesperson Chris Taylor echoed his members' strategy. In our campaigns, we're going to tell voters what we've accomplished and what we're fighting for, said Taylor in relation to keeping the Democrats' message off President Biden's failures and Republican successes. Representative Matt Rosendale, R-Mount, agreed with Taylor, saying Democrats should stay away from the topic of Trump. I think it's a bad idea if Democrats bring Trump in and they really make him the focal point of the election, he said. You're gonna have some places where it hurts them, and other places where it hurts them severely. The proposed strategy is a reversed one from the 2020 cycle, when Democrats largely campaigned on Trump's personality. Indeed, a study revealed the establishment media covered Trump's character the most, while reporting on his economy the least. Election data from 2020 indicates former President Trump grew his margins with females in all races and demographics, except white men. Data indicates Democrats may want to stay clear of an agenda that suggests women of color were the most swayed by Trump's style of governing, Matt Brunig, founder of the left-wing think tank People's Policy Project, said of his findings.